Hey, everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. I'm here with Brother Anselm, and we're going through this book, Homeric Greek for Beginners. There's a PDF to the book in the description for the video. It's in the public domain. That's the old version. This is the nicer new version. You can get one of these on Amazon or wherever. But we are in lesson 14 today. We finally got to the part of the book where we're actually reading the Iliad. And the cool thing about this course is that if you go through all 77 lessons, you actually read the entirety of book one of the Iliad, and it breaks it all down to you. So in lesson 13, we learned the meaning of these first five lines, but today we're going to talk about the meter of the poem, like how to read this with the rhythm, okay? Now, let me start out by saying this, that nobody really knows exactly how things were pronounced back then. There's no tape recording of it. There's even debate about how these accents functioned in ancient Greek. Obviously, in Homer's day, the accents weren't even written in. And so we're here in 2022 doing what we can with this. So first of all, we use modern pronunciation. As we have in this entire series, we use modern Greek pronunciation because we like to talk to Greek people as well. So we use modern Greek pronunciation, but here's the thing about the meter, okay? The meter is a series of longs and shorts, long vowels and short vowels, okay? And so probably in ancient times, the long vowels are pronounced for like maybe twice as long as a short vowel, okay? But that's really hard to make that work today, like trying to figure out how to pronounce these and put the accent in the right place and pronounce them twice as long and everything. So the way that we're going to do it, and this is how most people do it, but it's obviously controversial because, you know, everybody's got their way of doing things. The way we're going to do it is we're just going to accent the long syllables, and we're not going to accent the short syllables. Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to put emphasis on the long syllables. Yep. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Now, lest you think this is strange, this is poetry, and it was probably sung. Again, we don't know for sure because we're talking about going back to like, you know, 700 BC, 800 BC. We don't know. So this is probably sung. And a lot of times if you listen to music, when we sing, a lot of times we accent different syllables than normal when we sing, because we're trying to fit the rhythm of the song and accent a certain beat of the song.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we're going to do with this. And again, if you don't like it, well, tough, because this is our video. Okay. So I find this extremely helpful, the meter and accenting the long syllables of the meter, because it really helps you memorize the passage. Because like I memorized like the first 150 lines of the Iliad, and it's so much easier because it has a beat to it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to teach you that basic rhythm,
yep,
and then I'm going to explain to you how to figure out the rhythm for any line in the Iliad, okay?
Okay.
So the way that this is going to work is it's called dactylic hexameter, okay? In fact, I'm just going to write that word right here so you can see that, dactylic hexameter, okay? Now, what does this word mean? Well, first of all, meter is pretty obvious. Hex, I'm sure you know what that means, right?
Six.
So it's hexameter because there are six measures in each line. Okay, so there are six measures. And then it's dactylic because, have you ever heard of a pterodactyl?
Something with fingers?
Yeah, exactly. But you know what a pterodactyl is?
Actually, I don't.
It's not a dinosaur, but it's okay. When you're learning about dinosaurs, you're learning about the Tyrannosaurus Rex and the Brontosaurus, you learn about this ancient bird called a pterodactyl.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It starts with a P.
Yeah.
So the pterra part it means wing in Greek, and then the dactyl is talking about the fingers because it's like finger wings, I guess. So a pterodactyl. So the dactyl is talking about a finger because here's the thing. Dactylos means finger.
Yeah.
So this is what it is that your finger has like this long section, mm-hmm, and then there's a joint and then there's two shorts. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a dactyl is a long followed by two shorts.
That's fine.
This is a dactyl because it's like a finger. You know, you have the long part and then two short parts. So this is a dactyl, okay? And then there are going to be six of these per line. That's why it's hexameter, okay?
Okay.
So, but it's not just made up of dactyls. There's another option, which is called a spondy, which is just two longs. So every single foot in this meter, because there are 6 feet per line, okay, hexameter, each of these 6 feet is going to either be a dactyl or a spondy.
Okay.
And a spondy, the word spondy means drink offering in Greek. So I don't know why it's called that. So you got a finger and a drink offering here. Okay. You got a dactyl and a spondy, okay? Now, there's going to be a combination of these. They're all going to be mixed up, dactyls and spondies, but there's going to be six of them. And it makes a rhythm. So first, I'm just going to just give you the rhythm. So that you can just get it by feeling. Because, you know, yeah, I can teach you all the rules and show you how to do it, but the best way to learn this, I think, is just to get a feel for it. Yeah. So it goes like this. And again, we're going to ignore the accent marks, and we're just going to accent the long. Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, a lot of people don't like that, but it is what it is. That's what most people do. So we go, meaning ai the thea pili iadeo achilios. Ulomenini miriacheis algethiken. Polos dipthi mus psychas aidi proiapsen. Iroon aftus de loria tefche kinesin. Ionisi te deta dios eteli etovuli. Okay? So, you seeing how it's like ba 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 ba.
Da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da.
So it usually ends with a drink offering?
Always. Very good observation. That is very good. Because you have to kind of punctuate it. So you always end with the spondy 100% of the time. 100% of the time. Now, the vast majority of the time, the second to last is going to be a dactyl. But that's not always. You can end in two spondies, but that's called a spondaic line. So that's less frequent.
Okay.
So spondaic lines end in two spondies, but in general, we're going to end with a dactyl and a spondy, and then the first four are up for grabs. So meaning ai the thea pili iadeo achilios. So I clapped 6 times, right? Because I'm clapping at the beginning of each foot. Ulomenini miriacheis algethiken. Polas diphthimus psychas aidi proiapsen. Iroon aftus de loria tefche kinesin. Ionisi te deta dios eteli etovuli. Got it? So you can see there's a rhythm to it.
Definitely, yeah.
Now, one thing that I think really helps is that there's a guy on YouTube that actually, he has kind of like a rap beat, and he does the first 42 lines. And if you listen to that, it'll help you get a feel for it. He's a modern Greek guy. He's using modern Greek pronunciation, and he's doing it exactly the way that I'm doing it. And so that you know, I recommend that video to kind of just drill it into your head, okay, musically. So now let's break this down a little further, okay? So, long and short. Which ones are long, which ones are short? Well, here's the thing. Certain vowels in Greek are long vowels, like ida is a long vowel.
Right.
And we've already had this concept of long and short earlier when we were talking about accenting.
Exactly.
So the ida is long, the omega is long, right? And then we've got some short vowels, like we've got the epsilon is short, right? And then we've got the omicron is short. So these are a couple that are long, always long.
Yeah.
These are always short. And then we've had some that can go either way, right? Like alpha can go either way. Iota can go either way. Epsilon can go either way. So that applies with the meter. Let me draw a line just to kind of separate all the junk I'm writing up there from the text. So, you know, we've got some that are long by nature, short by nature, and some that can go either way. So that's one way to tell what's long and what's short. And in general, diphthongs are generally going to be long, which makes sense. There's two letters. You'd think it's going to be long, right? So in general, diphthongs are going to be long. these are going to be long, these are going to be short, these can go either way. So we're getting a lot of clues here. But also, there's being long by nature, then there's being long by position. Anything that comes before two consonants in a row is typically going to be long as well, okay? And that includes stuff like this, because this, even though this is one letter, it's really a P and a sigma together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See? So this alpha is long by position. It has to be long because it's in front of two right here, okay? And so we don't really have a lot of examples of that here, but, or what about like here? Two consonants in a row, you know, so that iota is long by position. And then omicron, we would expect it always to be short, but it's not because it's in front of two lambdas. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Also, in kinesin?
Yeah, so great example. Because this would be short by nature, but it's long by position.
So it's kinesin.
Yes, so because it's long by position.
Yeah.
So they can either be long by nature or they can be long by position. Now listen, there are more other complicated rules. Let me just, for now though, I don't want to overwhelm you.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is just give you the basics. Because these rules that I'm giving you are kind of made to be broken. And there are complicated rules for when they get broken. Like, for example, you know, if you have a mute plus liquid. Yeah, I don't want to explain that to you. They don't want to hear about that, right? You don't want to hear about mute plus liquid rule. The best way, in my opinion, is to get started with the basic rules. Understanding these basic things right here.
Okay.
Understanding what it means to be long by position. Okay? And then getting the feel for it. And then over time, you'll start to see the violations and why these rules are violated. But I think that it's smart at this point not to go any deeper than we're going right now. Because I could explain that stuff to you, but it's just going to be too much to digest either. You know, it's better just to get started with the basic.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go through here and right away, let's just start marking stuff that we pretty much know is long and what we pretty much know is short. How about, let's do this first line. So what are we, what's this look like? Is that long or short?
So that syllable is long.
Now here's a little tip for you as well. The first syllable is always going to be long.
Oh, okay.
Because it's both, it has to start with either a spondy or a dactyl.
Yeah.
So we know that me and oo and po and e, you already know that these are all going to be long,
sense.
Right? Okay. So what's this look? Is this looking long or short to you?
Short.
It could technically go either way, but you're right that it's short.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do the ones that we know for sure. At first, okay. I wish I was using a different color right now because it's going to get confusing with the accent mark. Is this red thing work? Yeah, it's terrible. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of nice if we would use a different color, right? Okay, let's do the ones we know for sure. Like, well, here's the thing. If this one's long and this one's short, the next one has to be short because there's no such thing as a foot that's just a long and a short, right? Or a long, short, long. That doesn't exist. These are the only two options.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be short. Am I right? So meenina, and then we have to go long. Meenina,
because it's a diphthong, right?
So. Well, it's a diphthong, and it's the beginning of a foot.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And then what about this epsilon?
It has to be short.
Short by nature, right? And then the next one, same thing. So then this one has to be long. Why? Because alpha can go either way. It has to be long because?
It has to be the next foot.
Yeah, because we just ended a dactyl. We got to start a new one.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think this is? Eta.
Well, this has to be short again.
No, because it's long by nature. Okay, let's draw the lines between the feet. Why can't this be a spondy? Can't this be a spondy?
I mean,
because look, it can either be a dactyl or a spondy. We've got a long here.
Yeah.
Why can't this be a spondy? Because eta is long by nature.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
I just kind of expected that the spondy is only at the end of.
No. The spondy. The first four feet are typically going to be a mix of dactyls and spondies in any order.
Mm-hmm.
All mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're typically in with a dactyl and a spondy.
Okay.
But again, you can end spondy. The only one that's guaranteed is that the last one's going to be a spondy. Everything else is up for grabs.
Okay, I see.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So, me, nina, e, the, thea, p. See, it's two longs. Thea, p, li, long. What are we looking at here?
So, we have long.
Why not?
Okay.
Okay, so maybe this part is let's say we get a little hung up, just for grins. Here's a little trick just to help you. Sometimes it's good if you get somewhere and you're not sure where to go, because this part was really easy so far. If you get somewhere and you're like, what's going on with these things, right? Here's what you can do. You can always just work backwards from the end, because you know the end's going to be a spondy.
Right.
So you can kind of work backwards too. But honestly, what are our next? We've got this. Okay, so we're kind of working backwards here. We got foot six figured out. We got one, two, and three figured out. Okay, so me, ni, na, e, the, thea, p, li, e.
Short. The alpha's short.
Well, this one's usually going to be a spawn, or it's usually going to be a dactyl, right? And it looks like we got a lot of syllables. So let's try dactyls. You said short, right? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we got four vowels left. So what's going to happen is these are going to get pulled together, which is a rule that, you know, we're going to talk about another time, because it's just, it's too much. But sometimes vowels will get run together like that. And so then, you know, if we make these short, it works.
Yeah.
So, me, ni, na, e, the, thea, p, li, e, a, dio. See how they get run together? Mm-hmm. Dio, ahilios.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, and then the next one, we got
Oh, lomen, so it's short.
These look short, right?
Nin is again long.
Ulomen nin.
So this could be a spondy.
It is a spondy because this is long by nature.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then it's long again, obviously.
So ulomen nin mi, because it has to start a new one.
Both vowels are short.
Miria. That's got to be long. Diphthong makes sense, right? What do you think we're doing here?
Long again. Spondy.
Okay.
Alpha's long.
Has to be because it's the beginning of a foot. Couple epsilons in a row. And we're in the fifth foot, which is usually what? Vast majority of the time, the fifth foot is going to be what? It's going to be a dactyl.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of them, not always. Could be a spondaic line.
Then the spondy.
Yeah. Now, technically, you know, these, some people will prefer to write these as shorts, because technically it's a short, and they'll just say, well, it's just a, you know, some people will claim that the last line is either this. It's just convention. I like to think of them both as long because I think they both get pronounced long to emphasize the end of the line.
Makes sense.
Huh? You could, if you wanted, label these as shorts because technically they are. But it's confusing. I'd rather just call it a spondy and call it a day, you know, and just never even think about the last line.
Yeah.
Or don't even think about the last foot. The last foot's a spondy because that's how you're going to sing it. That's how you're going to pronounce it. Okay? So next.
So alpha's short, yoda's short.
I disagree because I feel like we're going to be long by position here with those two letters there.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So if this is long, then this has to be long.
Right.
So that has to be a spondy.
Okay.
What does this look like, long or short?
I mean, it looks like long.
Okay, well, then this would have to be long, too. Oh, wait, did I just draw the line in the wrong place? Yes, I did. Yeah. Whoops, sorry.
So it's polos.
Polos, thief, thief, moose, psi, has. So this is a lot of spondees in a row, which
so
kind of.
So we have a spondaic line here?
No, but it's technically, this is a line with a lot of spondees.
Okay.
But it's not spondaic because of the fact that at the end we have this proiapsen. Because a spondaic line is one that ends in two spondees. And this one does have a dactyl here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So what we end up with is just we have three spondees in a row, two dactyls, and a spondee. Polos, thief, thief, moose, psi, has, iv, proiapsen. But see, stacking up these spondees, you know, it kind of vary. It kind of mixes things up a little bit because it would get a little boring if every line had the exact same rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of emphasizes in a different way. Polos thief thief mus psi has iv proiapsen. Iroon aftus the eloria tefhekinesin. So you get the idea, right?
Yep.
I mean, we could go through all these, but you kind of get the idea. These are obviously long by nature, right? Iroon aftus the eloria, right? Tefhekinesin, because of the position. Eo,
knee,
Eo,
both long,
knee,
seat,
there, tavios. Because look, two consonants. Because even if they're in separate words, the sigma and the delta makes it long.
Okay.
By position, the tavios. That lieto bully.
Cool.
So here's the thing. Like, obviously, at first, it's almost like a math problem, you know, trying to figure it out and stuff and looking at the rules and everything. But honestly, you get to the point where you just read it. Like, when I'm reading this stuff, typically, I don't even necessarily have to think that much about the rules. I just read it in the rhythm. The rhythm just comes automatically after a while. After you've done literally thousands of lines of this stuff, because it's not just the Iliad and the Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the Homeric hymns.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Hesiod,
mm-hmm.
Theogony, Works and Days. I mean, there's all kinds of ancient literature. And in Latin, if you're reading the Aeneid or Ovid's Metamorphoses, you're going to be reading in dactylic hexameter in Latin too. Not saying you're interested in Latin, but I'm saying, you know, once you've read thousands and thousands of lines in dactylic hexameter, it kind of just starts to just naturally. You do a lot by feeling. And I think it's good to do it by feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Know the rules, but if you follow your feelings and then check it with the rules, that's the best way. If you're just only doing rules and don't have a feel for it, you're going to be like, you know, dactyl spondy, and it's going to be like so slow, you're not going to be able to enjoy the poem as much as if you can just read the thing, you know. So anyway, I hope that this makes sense. I hope that wasn't too much to take in. I mean, does it make sense to you?
It does make sense, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions or anything? And you'd never heard of this before today, right?
I didn't.
Okay, so hopefully you and the viewer, if you're satisfied, hopefully the viewers at home are satisfied. And again, I'm not giving all of the complicated rules because I feel like this is enough to get you started. Because if you follow everything that I just explained to you right here and then just have it in your head, hey, sometimes these rules get a little broken. If you fill in the stuff you know for sure and you get to a part, like you come to something like this where you got four vowels, you know, hey, I need to do something here. And sometimes I'll read it a couple different ways and then see which one sounds good.
Yep.
But again, there are more complicated rules that you should learn later. But I think this is just a basic introduction to dactylic hexameter. So in the next lesson, lesson 15, we're going to get back to actually learning the language now that we understand the meter. And so we will learn more ancient Greek, grammar and vocab, and we'll be getting into lines 6 through 10 of the Iliad.